say here. So that's the Yom HaBemod, the person still on the Bemod, he doesn't care about that very did. But really for Rebbe, I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya went like this. Rebbe Yomer, HaKol HaVeru Shabbat Torah, no, the verse of the Torah, Bein Osa Tshuva, Bein La Yosa Tshuva. Whether the person does do Tshuva or does not do Tshuva. Still, Rebbe Shittur is Yom HaKippur Mechaper. The day of Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper. Even on a Melech, even the person that does not do Tshuva. Chutz excluding Miperikol, somebody that's a Kaifa Bika, Rashi says, he takes off the yoke of Hashem, he denies Hashem, or else Omagala Pana Batera, that means he dances the Torah the wrong way. Rashi says, Ubigili Azus Panav, the great Menashe Shayeshiv Doros Pagodish Adafi, he takes the Torah and dashes it the wrong way. He makes fun of the Torah. If you Magala, you open up Panim different ways in the Torah, for this Yom Kippur Zamachapur. Umeisa bris the bosser, or else somebody does not make a bris mila. In such these three averis, Yom Kippur is not mechaperon. These three averis depends. Shimo said, "Shuv, if the person does do tshuva, then Yom Kippur mechaper. V'yimla, then Yom Kippur mechaper." So that's Rebbe Shita. So that's what Mishnah means to say that on Yom Kippur, the soul that does is mechaper, even on a person that does not do tshuva. Now, so that's what it means. Isser asay. And this Rasei on Yom Kippur is a Chiddush, that the whole year round, if you do not do tshuva, you have no kapara. But on Yom Kippur, there's a kapara. The Seyul Azazel is what's mechaper, even on a person that does not do tshuva. My time of the Rebbe, what Rebbe's reasoning? The time of the Rebbe like this. Ki Devar Hashem Boza. You mevazah the words of Hashem. There what is the go on? Ha-perik oil. Somebody takes off the oil. That means you're kaisa b'yikra. You deny Hashem. Or Megala Panim Batorah, you take the Torah and darshan it, you make drushes the wrong way, you Megala Panim, open up the wrong Panim to the Torah. The Yes Mitzvah say, hey, so then the Pasuk says, he destroys my mitzvahs, Zeha Mesa Bris Bavasar, means he does not have a Bris Mila, deliberately. On such a place, on these three verses, the Torah says, he chorus, you cut off. What does that mean? He chorus Lefona Lefne Yom Kippur, you cut off before Yom Kippur, and also Tikkoros Liachri Yom Kippur. It means even after Yom Kippur passes by, still you have no kapara. You still have your Chiyuv Koros on you. Yochai, I would have thought to say, Afilu Osa Tshuva, maybe if the person did Tshuva on these three Averis, also he remained with the Chiyuv Koros. Talmud Leimano, the prophet says, Avreina Bo, that he still has his Chet with him, he still has the oven. Lo Yamata, Yoni said this, El Abizman Shavreina Bo. When do we say this Tikkoros, that he still has the chiv even after Yom Kippur, that's only without tshuva. But if he does do tshuva, then he doesn't have it. So here was this Rebbe Shita, that Yom Kippur is mechaper on shar averis, even without tshuva. The only three averis that need tshuva on Yom Kippur are these three special averis. But any other averis, tam and isser asay, just living through Yom Kippur alone is mechaper. But what Rabbanon do they hold no? Rabbanon hold no, even on Yom Kippur, it's not mechaper on any avera. Only if you do tshuva. So Rabbanon, what do they do with the spasik? Ikoris means b'olam azeh, and ikoris b'olam abor. That's what it means to say. That for these three averas, you'll be cut off, you will not be zecha, b'olam abor. These are part of the Mishnah Sanhedrin of ein lam chilek b'olam abor. Avein abor, what do they do with the word avein abor? Means shemosha tshuva umeis. If they do tshuva and then they die, so misa memarekis. When he dies, the misa, the death, that's memarek, that cleans them off. That's his kapara. But mashenkin, without that, these three averis you still have. But Yom Kippur itself, they hold, it's only mechaper if you do tshuva. The Rashi says, Rabbonin, yislu nami bishar averis, the ein Yom Kippur mechaper, al shein shoven. They hold Yom Kippur is not mechaper unless you do tshuva. So what's the special plastic of the chorus? The chorus, the special creases, means for these three averis, you're not very good in Abba. That's what it says. Only Matzah Smukmus, like Rebbe. Can you put our mission, according to Rebbe Shita, that holds Yom Kippur's Mechaper, without Shuva, for me the Sefer of Yudi, since the Sefer of our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yudah, is the whole Reish and Amri of Yudi. Our Reish has to come according to Rebbe Yudah also.
Yediktoni is safer because not in a safer like this. Echad Yisrael with Yechad Kahanim, the Yechad Kohen Mashiach, he will have that kapora from the Sefer Mishtaleach. He's the Shah of Eris, So there was this case, Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that by Shar Averis, even the Kohen Gadol, even the Kohanim, have the Kippur from the Seir Mishtaleach. Now, Uman is the high Svar, who holds this Svar, that even the Kohanim also have the Kippur from the Seir Mishtaleach? Bafuka, the other man, the other that says, no, they have all the Kapparas from the special power the Kohen Gadol brings. So, Uman is the high Svar, Rabbi Yehuda. If so, Machlau, the ratio of Yehuda, so it has to be the ratio of Amish, not the girls according to Rabbi Yehuda. So how can you say the ratio of Amish to girls according to Rabbi? So Marin says, I'm a Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, real Amish to girls according to Rabbi. But the Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi himself, that he holds the sheet to Rajim Kippur and Chaper, even without Shuva, Rabbi also holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the Kahanim also have the Kapora on Sharaveris from the same Mishtalech. So Amalai Abaye says, like yes, Rabbi Yosef, like Amalai Abaye, that could come about, you mean exactly what you said, that Rabbi Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, Avol bought Rabbi Yehuda like Savalok Rabbi, that Rabbi Yehuda would not hold like Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda would not agree that from Kippur Mechap without Shuva. Really, maybe, all you meant to say was that neither Rabbi Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But it could also be, after Rabbi Yehuda Savalok Amik Rabbi, that Rabbi Yehuda could also hold like Rabbi. Me, you bought Urcha de Milsa Kaverni. Know why he said that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Because Urcha de Milsa, the name of the Talmud, Sovel like Rabbi. But a Talmud like Rabbi showed like a Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Tak holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That we say, Mishtaleach, even the Kahanim, the Kohen Gadol, have their Kapara. But it could be also the opposite way that Rabbi Yehuda also holds like Rabbi, that Yom Kippur is Mechapa without Shuva. Omrei, he said back, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, in Dafka Kamina, I meant the Dafka what I said. That Rebbe, Sovel like Rebbe Yehuda, it's not true, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Av Rebbe Yehuda, but Rebbe Yehuda, Loi Sovel like Rebbe, he doesn't hold like Rebbe. That Rebbe Yehuda does not hold that Yom Kippur is Mechapa without Shuva. Katani will not like this. Yochel Yeh Yom Kippur Mechapa. Al Shavim Vi Al Shainim Shavim. Maybe Yom Kippur Mechapa would do Shuva and do Shuva. The Dinah will to throw this way. Hoyo Vechatis Vi Yosha Mechapa. Vi Yom Kippur Mechapa. Machatis v'yoshem ein mechaper melo ala shovim. Like a korban is only mechaper if the person does tshuva. So therefore the svar should be af yom kippur ein mechaper ala shovim. Who are then yom kippur also? And that's balocho, that yom kippur is only mechaper if the person does tshuva. So that's one way to look at it. Or else, ma lechatis v'yoshem shei mechaper melo meizim? Maybe no. Chatis v'yoshem the korban is the only mechaper person does a chet b'shoigig. But not if you did it b'meizit. But tiyom liyom kippur, but yom kippur is mechaper shem mechaper al meizit. Kishoyg, even a person did an avera b'meizit, yom kippur is mechaper, just like an avera b'shoygeg. If so, maybe the story is hoyle mechaper al meizit. Since yom kippur is mechaper an avera that you did b'meizit, kishoygeg, just like a shoygeg, maybe a chaper al shovim v'al shenim shovim. Maybe you had in yom kippur shem mechaper where the person did tshuva. Where a person did not do tshuva, maybe like Rabbi Svara, Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says, no, ach, choluk. It says, ach, a choluk, a chiluk, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper at everything. Only has certain things, yes, and not everything. So what does the certain things mean? It means only if you do tshuva. Rashi says, ach, choluk, ach, p'yes l'chodesh ha-shvi yazeh Yom Kippurim hu. V'chol achim rakim yutim, l'anduchos she'pom m'shem Kippur mechaper. There are times that Yom Kippur is not mechaper. And who is that? If you do not do tshuva. Now this is a stam sefri. So now, stam sefri that the Torah is Kohanim, which is the Vayikra, and Rashi says, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Hokam minu sanhedrin, bilu ane nuchnopim. So stam sefri, man of the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds clearly, you come as shavim min la shavim loy. So see, clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds that only Yom Kippur is only mechapi if you do tshuva. If you do not do tshuva, Yom Kippur is not mechapa. But Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi. Only Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda that the Kohanim have the Kapora with the Seir Mishtalech. Having one says, Rami Stam Sefri, a Stam Sefri, or Esther Stephen, a Stam Sefri, Tatanya, Yoch, or Lo Yom Kippur Mechaper, Hilim Ke Mesana Boy, Vidi Tshuva, Vekora Mikra Kodesh, and you called it a Yom Tif, Vlo Yosa Boy Mlocha. But what's going to be Lo Yosana Boy, did not face Lekora Mikra Kodesh, Lo Yosa Boy Mlocha, Menayin, Tamlom Yoki Purmu, Vekomoka, it is a Stam Sefri, it's a quote of theory, you see a stam sefri all deal like Rebbe, that minas stam is mechaper, even without doing tshuva. On Rabbi Elikasha, or Rebbe or Rebbe Yehuda, one goes according to Rebbe, and one goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. Rabbi and Rabbi answers, Rabbi, both go like Rabbi. Umayde Rabbi, the chorus diyuma, that if you're not knowing like Yom Kippur, the chiyuv chorus Yom Kippur itself, or you would eat, or you do malach on Yom Kippur, Rabbi agrees on this, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Diyuma, say, if you don't have like this, chorus Yom Kippur and Rabbi left lay. And so how would Rabbi chiyuv chorus on Yom Kippur? Like any time you're doing aveira in Yom Kippur, you should have a kapara. Yom Kippur itself is mechaper. That's the proof. Even according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is not mechaper for the kor chai b'krisos of Yom Kippur itself. Somebody says, no, Allah Malay, why not? Mishkach is going the yavid b'layla that you did the chet at night time. Or missed and you died right away. V'loyasi and maim lechaper lay. For the day of Yom Kippur, did not pass by, did not get your kapara. So it could be that maybe if you live through the day of Yom Kippur, it's mechaper even on the chiyuv chorus of Yom Kippur. But you're talking about the person died at night, and that's when it's negated the chiyuv chorus of Yom Kippur.